Today I'm talking to Bushland Officer Emily Stroutens, who runs the bush care program at the Fred Hollows Reserve in Randwick. Hi Emily, welcome on.
Hi Charlotte, how are you going?
I'm good, how are you going?
Yeah, really good.
Can you talk a little bit more about how the bush care program works?
Yeah, so it's all volunteer led. So about 30 years ago, a group of really engaged ordinary citizens got together and started caring for the bushland that was in their neighbourhoods. And the whole program evolved from that. So it's become formalised through councils so that we can support people to work safely. We can give them the training, the tools and the equipment. But it's all around empowering people to be the change they want to see where they live.
Yeah. So you run specifically the Fred Hollows troop. Is that like your main role in the program? What do you do for the bush care?
Yeah, so actually Fred Hollows is one of 14 sites that I support. So we have a variety of sites from Maroubra Beach all the way up to Clovelly, a range of settings where we are trying to bring back habitat. So planting native plants, weeding, managing erosion, a whole suite of activities. Each of our sites we go to usually once a month. And I couldn't pick favourites. It'd be like picking my favourite children.
Right. Yeah, no, it's hard with something that you're so passionate about to pick like a specific favourite.
Yeah, and I always find it really interesting. Each site has its own vibe. There's different people that come, different challenges on site, different ecosystems that we work in. So Fred Hollows is a really nice one because it's one of just two remaining moist gully forests in all of Eastern Sydney. So it's really special, and it's like a little shady getaway, even in the heat of the summer. It's really beautiful down there.
Yeah, it's pretty hidden away.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of answered my next question. Obviously, bush care operates in places other than Fred Hollows, and you cover a wide variety of environments, you said?
Yeah. Some of our sites, we're looking after the critically endangered ecosystem known as Eastern Suburbs Banksia Scrub. So we're doing some real conservation work. It's sort of not just, I mean, it's a social activity, but it has really big implications for biodiversity within the city.
And so the Banksia shrub, Banksia is a type of flower, if I remember correctly, from primary school.
Yeah, correct. So Banksia is a type of plant that's unique to Australia, but the eastern suburbs, Banksia scrub, is a vegetation community. So you think about a community, it's made up of a variety of different characters. So lots of plants, different animals, fungi, specific soils, all coming together. We think about the work we do as quite holistic. We deal a lot with plants, but it's to provide habitat for wildlife. It's to make sure that we manage things like erosion and waterways so that we've got these really beautiful places for many generations to come.
Absolutely agree. And I really, really love that you guys are so dedicated to preserving, obviously, Sydney's really unique wildlife. How important is it to conserve the wider natural wildlife of Sydney, eastern suburbs, New South Wales? You talked about how the Banksia shrub is critically endangered. How necessary are these kinds of critically endangered like biomes to eastern suburbs flora as a whole and fauna?
Oh, this is such a wonderful question, and I could talk all day. And if people want to talk more about it, please come and chat, because it is a really interesting question. When we live in such urban areas, we can sort of think, oh, well, nature, wildlife, all that stuff exists in some abstract, faraway place, and we'll go there one day on holidays. But actually, it's really important to be able to experience nature where you live. That's where real connection comes from. That's where people get a sense of place. And working together with people from your community to protect those things, you see it has this really tangible effect on people as well.
Yeah.
It's really important for well-being and for social connection.
Speaking of connecting with one's environment and one's community, how can more people get involved with the bush care program?
Everyone is welcome. Anyone can do bush care. Doesn't matter how old you are, what your physical abilities are. It's good exercise, and even if you just come out and say hi, that's what we're all about. So to get started at Randwick Bush Care, all you have to do is log onto the website, find a site and a time that works for you, and just rock up wearing clothes suited to gardening. So proper shoes, long pants, long sleeves and a hat, and we take care of all the rest.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciated hearing about bush care and the Banksia shrub.
Anytime, Charlotte. Really nice to speak to you.
That was Emily Stroudens, the coordinator of the Volunteer Bush Care Program with Randwick Council at Fred Hollows Reserve. If you want to get involved in the preservation of Sydney's natural spaces, we will put all the info on the website after the show.